This is Senator Al Simpson. Is there really this glass ceiling which actually keeps minorities and women from advancing up the rungs of the corporate ladder? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, last month, the Labor Department released a report describing details about barriers which keep women and minorities from reaching high executive and management positions. The study outlined how this group only fills 5% of all senior corporate jobs. That's only a 2% increase since 1979. Ted, you should praise President Bush's Labor Department for this report, but you won't. Better yet, why not support our Republican legislation to end the glass ceiling, the Women's Equal Opportunity Act? I hate to say it, Ted, but since it was referred to the Democrat-controlled Judiciary Committee last winter, not a hearing has been allowed on this crucial issue. What are you waiting for? A glass cutter, or will you go back to mirrors?
Al, the administration's glass ceiling initiative is a worthwhile step in documenting the exclusion of women and minorities from top management jobs in the private sector. Secretary of Labor Lynn Martin and her predecessor, Elizabeth Dole, deserve great credit for exposing the depth of this discrimination. According to the study, the glass ceiling actually starts much lower on the corporate ladder, at the mid-management level instead of the very top. Where we part company, Al, is over your watered-down remedy. Neither you nor the administration is willing to take strong steps against the problem. Instead, you rely chiefly on voluntary action by business. The bill you've proposed is a pale imitation of our Democratic Civil Rights Act, which contains real teeth to end job discrimination. Don't hold your breath until business voluntarily makes more job opportunities available to women and minorities, Al. If that's your best shot, the glass ceiling will stay intact, and that's unacceptable. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on excessive payments to doctors under Medicare. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.